We give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Blessed be your name. Thank you for the privilege of knowing you and the privilege of relationship. Be glorified, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. Welcome everyone to this last Sunday. Give the Lord the praise. This last Sunday of the month of June. And the month of June has favored you, say aloud, amen. And before this June is over, you will experience more favors. Shout aloud, amen. Hallelujah. Very, very quickly, we shall be looking at hindrances or enemies of the life of praise. Hindrances or enemies of praise and worship, right? Lifestyle. Of the praise and worship lifestyle. Hindrances and enemies of the praise and worship lifestyle. Our objective this morning is to ensure, is to understand the factors that can hinder our praise and worship lifestyle. Three things I want to say as we commence. First, scriptures make it clear that man was created for the praise of God. Isaiah 43 and in verse 21 said, "These people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise." We were created for the praise of God. Second, it is also clear from Scripture that we praise to live and we live to praise. We live to praise. We praise to live. Psalm 150 and in verse 6. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. We're created to praise. We live to praise. And we praise to live. We live to praise. Thirdly, praise is a spiritual covenant with physical dividends. It's a spiritual covenant. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. That is, do your praise, and then I will do what I need to do. Then shall the earth yield our increase, and God shall bless us, and the ends of the earth shall fear him. Praise is a spiritual covenant. When we praise God and we praise him well, he doesn't leave us empty-handed. Now, so with all of these at the back of the mind, the enemy confronts our praise life. He confronts our worship life to confront our reason for existence, to confront the dividends of our praise. The enemy confronts your praise life. He does everything to ensure you don't praise. Now, what are the enemies? What are the hindrances that can come to praise? Number one, it's lack of faith, belief, or trust in God. The lack of faith, the lack of belief, the lack of trust in God. When your faith begins to fail, your praise begins to drop. When your faith begins to fail, your praise begins to drop. When your trust begins to shake, your praise begins to die. In the book of 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 8, he says, "Yet believing, whom you have not seen, you love, and in whom though now you see not, but since you believe, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory." So joy unspeakable that is full of glory, that translates into praise, happens because you believe. So when you fail to believe, that joy begins to die. Like that girl who was testifying, "I've given prayer requests before, why should I give again? God only answers some people." Those kind of things. It affects your praise. It affects your worship. It affects everything. In Psalm 106 verse 12, he said they believed his word and sang his praise. It's not possible to sing his praise if you don't believe his word or you don't believe him. Doubt, unbelief in God and in his word will remarkably attack your faith in God. It will remarkably, maximally. So you want to praise God, you want to worship him well, charge up your faith. Listen to words that charge your faith. Charge up your faith. Refuse to lose faith. Refuse to lose trust. Refuse to lose belief in God. Lack of faith and belief. Number two, is focus on what is absent instead of what is present. Most times, when people focus on what is absent instead of what is present, it attacks their praise. When you focus on what you lack instead of what you have, it will attack your praise. In John chapter 6, verse 5 to verse 11, the Bible says, when Jesus then lifted up his eyes, he saw a great company come unto him. He said unto Philip, "When shall we buy bread that these may eat?" And this is said to prove him, for himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, "There is a lad here which had 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many?" And Jesus said, "Make the men sit down." Now there was so much grass in the place, so the men sat down, in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed. There were 5,000 people to be fed. The need was enormous. The supply was insufficient. But Jesus did not focus on the inexhaustible need. He focused on the insufficient supply. He was not looking at what was lacking. He was looking at what was available. And as he faced what he had available, and gave thanks and gave praise on the basis of what he had available, what was not available was supplied. Am I communicating at all? Please, this is a strategy. It doesn't matter what is lacking in your life, there is something present.
It doesn't matter what is absent in your life. There is something that is present. It doesn't matter what is missing. There is something that is not missing. You can count them. But at least life is not missing. You can only talk about having a job if you are alive. There's nobody in the cemetery praying for a job. Nobody in the mortuary praying for a wife. Nobody in the mortuary is praying for the fruit of the womb. They have gone to eternity. Nobody there is praying for healing. It is when you are alive you can pray for all of these things. This is a strategy. The enemy will always like to point you to what you don't have. He will always like to mock you about what is lacking. But God wants to make you as you focus on what is present, on what is working. Hallelujah. This is very, very important. And I believe that somebody here today, God is about to add to you what is absent as you begin to praise Him on the basis of what is present. You believe that? Say aloud, amen. Lift your hands and say, Father, thank you for what is present in my life. I refuse to focus on what is absent. I praise you and I celebrate you for what is present. Be glorified, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Give the Lord the praise, people. Number three is connected to number four. And that is called, or number two, that is called the forgetfulness of God's goodness. Forgetfulness of God's goodness. It is generally the spell of forgetfulness. In Psalm 103, verse 1 to verse 5, the Bible said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases? Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? Satisfy thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Forgetfulness. I have realized that human memory can be so fickle. Human memory can be so frail. How many of you have interacted with people who seem to have forgotten what you did for them? Plenty. Do you know that as I am, I have visited people on the hospital bed at the points of death, prayed them back, literally by God's mercy, to life, who literally turned into devils. I have. Not one. That is somebody you visited in the hospital is almost dying, breath is hanging, whatever. You prayed, trusted God, is alive. And is your enemy. Wonders shall never end. Literally forgot that he was, one of them said he was already going. Squatter to death. That's life. That's life. That is taken towards God also by human beings. People, when they vow to God, only bring me out of this problem. When they look left and right, no hope. It was like they are gone. they'll be imprisoned the next day, or they'll be disgraced, or a terrible satanic agenda plot cooking up. And Jehovah just got them an escape route. And they behave like nothing happened. One man told me a story. He said they were pursuing a man. I think it was like in the days of a lot of military coups in Nigeria. I think they were suspecting the man. And he was in the military. They were pursuing him. He came to this man's house, literally undercover, and from there escaped to outside the country. He housed him. He escaped to outside the country. This is almost 30 years ago I'm talking about. He returned back to the country. Everything normalized. I think the government that was looking for him passed and all of that, and nobody, and then he became influential. This man said he met him. He was moping at him like he doesn't recognize him. He said, I'm telling you lies. He was moping at him. He greeted him. He said, yes. He greeted him. He said, yes. You that I assisted. He greeted him. He said, yes. Mm-hmm. My alarm is ringing to say it's time to stop the message, so that we can praise. Am I communicating? So we have a lot of people like that who take this forgetfulness into God's presence. And you are wondering. But until you remember what he did before, you are not qualified for what he will do again. Until we remember what he has done before, we are not qualified. Do you remember the case of the children of Israel? Psalm 78, verse 11 and 12. Look at that. Psalm 78, verse 11 and 12. He said, all right, let's look at verse 10. He said, they kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in his law. And forgot his works and his wonders that he has showed them. They forgot it. They forgot. Marvelous things he did in the sight of their fathers, in the land of Egypt, in the field of Zoan. They forgot. May you never forget. May you never forget. Psalm 106, if you look at verse 12, they remembered. They believed his words. They sang his praise. Now verse 13 is the exact opposite. They soon forgot. The people that were singing praise just now soon forgot the works. They waited not for his counsel. So as they forgot the works, the praise disappeared. You will not forget. Finally, number 4. All of these points are connected to each other. It's depression and discouragement from failed expectations. When people's expectations fail, certain things they were looking for, they didn't happen. Become depressed, they become discouraged, the spirit of heaviness replaces the garment of praise. Isaiah chapter 61 and in verse 3. Isaiah 61 verse 3. He said, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Whenever there is the spirit of heaviness, the garment of praise. Look at that again. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Somebody say, I reject the spirit of heaviness.
Say it loud and say, I reject the spirit of heaviness. Can you stand up on your feet and give the Lord a loud shout of victory, a victory shout of rejecting the spirit of heaviness? I reject the spirit of heaviness. 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 Give the Lord another shout of victory. Shout of victory. Shout of victory. I reject the spirit of heaviness. I reject the spirit of heaviness. In the name of Jesus, lift up your hands and lift up your voice and begin to speak to God right now. As we reject the spirit of heaviness, I reject the spirit of heaviness. Mesta fera tasa taga la bara hazara. Like pete si frete si daga la haratosa. Father, thank you. Adonai, thank you. Elion, thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have seen these four powerful factors that fight our praise. We'll look at four others in the second service, and that will include the force of murmuring and grumbling, which is like seeing God as a problem. We'll look at that in the second service. Lack of the flow of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is our tonic for joy. We'll look at that in the second service. There's something called the attitude of ingratitude. We'll look at that in the second service. And then anxiety and worry over the future. There are people, they can't pray today because of what they are thinking about tomorrow. They are in the church today and they are worried about the house rent that is not yet happened, that is due. All of that. We're going to be looking at that in the second service. But right now, I'd like you to lift up your hands and lift up your voice and begin to appreciate God. Let us begin by appreciating God for what is working, what is present, what is available. Instead of looking at what is not working, I appreciate God for what is working, what is available, what is present. Lift your voice and say, Father, I thank you for what is working, what is present, what is available. Lift your voice, open your mouth and speak to God. Go ahead. Open your mouth and pray. But in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' precious name,
amen.
Lift your voice and say after me and say, Father,
Father,
deliver me from unbelief.
Deliver me from unbelief.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
To look at what you have done.
To look at what you have done.
To focus on what is working.
To focus on what is working.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I am sorry, Lord.
I am sorry, Lord.
For forgetting the things you have done.
For forgetting the things.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I reject the spirit of depression.
I reject the spirit of depression.
I thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord.
Because I can't be depressed.
Because I can't be depressed.
I receive the garment of praise.
I receive the garment of praise.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Go ahead, open your mouth and speak. In the name of Jesus, is there anybody who is ready to praise the Lord today? It's a testimony and thanksgiving service for the next 7 minutes. I'd like you to praise and celebrate God explosively. And while we are doing that, if you have a testimony, one of our officers will receive the testimonies right now. Wave your hands and give the Lord the praise. Explosive praise in the place. Now, I'd like you to think of the gift of life that you have. Think of the gift of health that you have. Think of His mercies to you. Think of how many times the enemy wished you dead and you are still alive.
appreciate him for how far he has taken you. You may not be where you want to be yet, but you have left where you used to be in every realm. Is somebody here today? Oh, there is somewhere you used to be. That is how life used to be. In one way or the other, you have left somewhere. Look at your neighbor and say, I may not be where I want to be, but definitely I have left where I used to be. My life is better right now. Things are better for me right now. And they are getting better every day because I am connected to God. Help me greet 7 people and tell them, go ahead and praise the Lord. Let's go within the next 7 minutes.
Somebody give the Lord a shout of praise.
We praise your name, O God. We give you all the praise, Yahweh.